The Indians have made history, winning their 20th straight game to tie a streak set by the Oakland A's in 2002. A win today would shatter a record on the books since 1935. The streak has propelled the team to the best record in the American League. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, at the heart of all this winning is a special team culture.
I wish I did have a dollar for every time over the years different regimes, different coaches. We have to change the team culture, It almost becomes a cliche. You just sort of tune it out. But when you look at the Indians, and the winning streak is the latest product of it, but frankly, their last 5 years, this will be their fifth consecutive year of a winning record. This will be their third trip to the playoffs in 5 years. There is something about this culture thing, or as manager Terry Francona calls it, being a great teammate. Jason Kipnis, what's the latest with him?
Jason Kipnis has been just hampered by injuries all season, not playing well. He wants to come back to the team, and you have red-hot Jose Ramirez, who's now taken over second base.
Right. But Bradley Zimmer, their center fielder, broke his hand, and so he's done for the year. Kipnis hears that Terry Francona wants to talk to him, and he starts to wonder what this could be. And he, in the back of his mind, he was already thinking, you know, I could maybe help in center field.
Yeah, back in college, he was an outfielder.
Yes, he was an All-American center fielder at Arizona State. The Indians drafted him as an outfielder. But in his first year, they told him, if you want to get to the majors quicker, we have no second baseman. So he learned to play second base. And sure enough, within 18 months, he's in the big leagues.
Yeah.
So it worked. But this isn't the first Indians player in the last few years to do this.
I'm thinking there's been quite a few position changes. Carlos Santana.
Right. He came up as a catcher. Began to have multiple concussions. So he said, I'll play first base. And that's not a real big adjustment. But then later on, the Indians 1 year didn't have a third baseman. So he went to the winter league to learn to try to play third, opened the season at third. It wasn't pretty. But I remember Terry Francona and Chris Antone, the general manager, saying it was amazing. He was willing to try it. He ended up going back to first. Now, this may sound like not a big deal, but it's one thing to change positions in the minors where hardly anybody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's another to do it in the big leagues. I mean, Kipnis could look very foolish out there. He hasn't played out there since 2010 in the outfield.
Right.
But the Indians have other, Lonnie Chisnall, what did he come up as? What was his original position?
He was a third baseman.
Right. Not a very good one. So they moved him to the outfield, and now he's played all these different spots in the outfield. Then their pitching staff, they've had guys go from the starting rotation to the bullpen. This is when they talk about being a good teammate means I'm willing to take some risk.
And it's really a culture that Terry Francona has created where it says, we're a team here and we're going to work together.
And also it's picking the right kind of guys.
Mm. Well, and I think about Jason Kipnis. This is an all-star.
Yeah.
He's going to be making tens of millions of dollars in the next couple of years. He could easily have an attitude, an ego.
Well, you could say, well, I'm making $8 million a year. I'll go out there and do it too. But actually, it works in the opposite way. Say the next 3 years, he's got almost $40 million coming in. Say, hey, if I don't play, I'm still getting my $40
million. Mm-hmm.
Why should I go out there and make a fool of myself? Buddy said, I did get hurt. We are winning. I'm coming back. I got to figure out how do I fit in. That's where the good teammate comes in, where some players would frankly say, look, I'm a second baseman.
The end.
Yeah. Play me a second or, you know, I'll see you next year.
Right. And that kind of affects the whole team.
It definitely does. And then there's one other factor comes in. When three or four guys are willing to sacrifice, what kind of peer pressure does that create?
Yeah. It kind of spreads, I guess, huh?
Yeah. This doesn't mean you're going to win the World Series or whatever, but I think what it allows a team to do, they talk about teams overachieving. This is an element to it.
It definitely creates a very special dynamic that has propelled this team in a way that's a little bit different.
And you could just see, you know, how they're pulling for each other.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the highs and lows from the Browns season opener and what to expect this weekend in Baltimore.